under lights with the Anfield rap, Ian Ryan in the hot seat. As we start to turn our attention back to European football, I've got Andy Heat and Mike Kearney, Amelia Bonner with me, all in the studio. Opposition view to come a little bit later on. But Mike, I was listening to the free show, and at the very end of the free show, Neil starts to talk about not taking bad results home with you, being able to park them, all the kind of usual sensible stuff that he comes out with. And as I've got a little bit older, I've generally been much better at doing that. But even on Sunday nights, as I'm watching the Europeans put the Americans to the sword in Rome, I'm still thinking about the game. I can't get it out of my head. But what I would say is, come this Thursday against Union SG, it is a nice little distraction.
Massively, just getting back in the grounds. It's been a different competition. Just some players that, you know, maybe don't play every game, but it's just going to be nice to get a feel. Be at home as well, with us able to show them that, you know, we know, we were there with them, we've seen it with them. I'm better now at separating results from things that go on. Like, the result probably wasn't even... The minute of the goal, the deflation of that was it. That was gone now. The players dug in and performed really well. They were superb. The results was gone for me after about 5-10 minutes, and the rest of it then was more the goings on. What led to the results was, which is obvious, I think what you probably the same, is why it stung that long. But coming here this morning to the show, feeling happy to be getting back on to talking about football and letting that all fall how it may. And, you know, we just get back and put some balls back in the net and celebrate some goals with the lads that we love watching, which is what I can't wait to do on Thursday.